and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always at the moment in sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Good evening.
Good evening.
Very happy to see some familiar faces here tonight. I know 99% of all of you, so I'm at home here. I'm not a stranger, and you're not a stranger to me either. After these wonderful words of Father Clark, I don't think it would be appropriate to say anything. But if I don't say anything, you guys will hold me responsible for that. So therefore, I have to say something. So what I'm about to say tonight, beloved in Christ, first of all, congratulations. Congratulations for this celebration of 10th anniversary, and praise God and for His glory and His blessings over the church and over the members of this church. A couple of weeks ago, somebody came to me and he asked me a question. He said, "Well, what is the church for? Why do we need the church? We don't really need the church. We can just pray to God and then wherever we are, and then we are fine." I said, "That's true. You're absolutely right. But yet, we still need the church. Is that important?" Yes, it is important. Necessary. The church is necessary. The church is not just important, but necessary. Without the church, the world will collapse. Without the church, we will not be talking about human beings up, walking, going, and coming back. We will not be talking about countries at all. We will not be talking about life at all without the church. Why do I say that? The church is so important to Jesus that, look at it, when he arrived, when he came to Jerusalem, and the whole city was moved with a big celebration going on, he did not join the celebration. Jesus did not join the happiness of the moment, the joy of the moment. What did he do? He went to the temple. He went to the temple. What did he do? To cast out those in the temple selling and buying, those in the temple doing business, doing worldly things. He cast them out. "Get out of this place." And he said, "This house, it is written that my house shall be called a house of prayer. And you have made it a den of thieves." What is he saying? What is Jesus saying? He's saying that this ground is holy. This place is holy. So, beloved in Christ, whenever God's children, they gather together, and Jesus said, "I am in their midst. When two or three are gathered together, I am in their midst." Whenever we gather together and we call that place a church, we set that place to be a church, God is present in that place. And that place is the holy ground. And we cannot play with it. When Jesus finished casting everybody out, what happened? The Bible says that the gospel that we just read said that the lame, the crippled, and all these poor people, they came inside and he healed them all. That's why the church is important. If we want to take God out of the equation, for those who don't believe in God, I tell the young man, here's what you need to keep in mind. The church is important for two reasons. Because the church is a hospital for the sinners. That's the one reason the church is important. But the church is also important because the church is a school for the disciples. We come to church to ask God for forgiveness. And that forgiveness is our healing. We come to God to be healed. We come to God to be saved. But we also come here to learn. To learn what? To learn what exactly John saw in the book of Revelation. John saw the church coming down from heaven. And in the same book of Revelation, John said that, I saw many people, they are all dressed in white. And in the night and day, they keep praising and worshiping God. So we come to learn how to be in that place also. How to be good disciples, how to be good citizens, but how to be good disciples so that one day we also will join those people in white, praising and worshiping God. Those are the two reasons the church is very, very important. Hospital for sinners, but also school for the disciples. Dear friends, I just want to just thank you. For those of you, all of you who have been working so hard in this place to keep this door open, to make sure that God's children come here to be healed, to make sure that people come here to be disciples. We come to the holy ground. This place is the holy ground. And then whatever you do here is for the praise and worship of God. We were in theology school. And this lady that cooks for us, she always complaining about every single thing. I'm tired about this, I'm tired about that. And then one day I said, come sit down, let me talk to you, let me tell you something. How many people have you seen here when you have been working here? Oh, I was seeing a lot, so many people. So many seminarians have passed through this place. I said, okay, so just think about it. You are here to cook for these young men, including myself, in order for us to eat, so that one day we'll be working for God. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you find comfort and joy in that? And then at that moment, that lady completely changed 180 degrees. She said, wow, I'd never say it like that. I said, that's how you should look at it. And stop complaining. And she stopped complaining. Beloved Christ, when Peter is doing something, Peter should not be complaining about Paul in the house of God. Why is it that me, I'm busy and you are not doing nothing? You're doing nothing. Don't say that. Just keep doing yours. It has been given to you to do it. That's your assignment. If everybody can just do his assignment, the house of God will always be open. The house of God will always stand. The house of God will always will be open to sinners and also disciples. I pray that God continue giving you strength. That God continue healing each and every one of you. I pray that God continue blessing each and every one of you to be able to come here every Sunday, every week, to work for Him. We are workers for the Lord. May God bless each and every one of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.